next item is subdivision 2006-18, Briggs 4 LLC as a preliminary.
This was a seven-lot standard subdivision application. It's been deferred since July 12th of this year. DENREC has issued a septic feasibility statement indicating that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott. Mr. Chairman, regarding subdivision 2006-18, the applicant Briggs 4 LLC. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for that subdivision 2006-18 for Briggs 4 LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons, them being: one, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. Two, the proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. Three, the proposed subdivision, with the conditions placed upon it, is integrated into the existing terrain and surroundings. Four, the proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. Six, Department of Natural Resources Environmental Control has indicated that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. This approval is subject to the following conditions, them being: there shall be no more than seven lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall prepare and record restrictive covenants governing the development and form a homeowners association to be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. The restrictive covenants shall include the agricultural use protection notice and the hunting activities nearby notice. No lots shall contain any wetlands. The final site plan shall reflect this revision from what is shown on the preliminary site plan. The applicant shall consult with county engineering concerning the feasibility and schedule for connection to a county-operated sewer system. There shall be, quote, no scenic easement, unquote, as depicted on the preliminary site plan, with limitations on vegetation or vegetative height limits. All wetland areas shall be undisturbed. Street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the county mapping and addressing departments. As stated by the applicant, trees shall be preserved to the fullest extent possible on the site, except as needed for rights of way and home construction. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Mr. Smith, did you want to include in your motion final approval by the staff or no? You wish to have a seven-lot subdivision come back or?
They'll come back.
That's right.
They all have to come back. I'm sorry. My bad. So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-18, Briggs 4 LLC, as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.